today, a judge in New York City will hear arguments over whether the job ratings of teachers can be released to the public. So far, these scores have only been shared with the teachers themselves as well as with their principals. Now the city wants to give the information to the media. Here's Beth Fertig of member station WNYC.
Any principal can tell you it's easy to spot great teachers. They're the ones like math teacher Maria Peña Valenzuela, whose seventh graders can eagerly compare the spatial dimensions of a basket to a flat piece of paper.
Can I put something inside?
No.
Can I put in water?
No.
The 27 students in this classroom at PS 189 in Brooklyn are completely absorbed in the lesson. But Valenzuela's students aren't just engaged. Principal Berta Faustin says they're thriving academically.
In some instances, all our children show growth, a year to 2 years growth, year after year.
By contrast, Faustin says only half the students in classes taught by her least effective teachers made a year's worth of progress. New York City Deputy Chancellor John White says the city compares how well students are predicted to score on state math and reading tests to their actual results.
And when you look at the difference between the average of the prediction and the average of the result, that's how much impact the teacher had.
All teachers are ranked on a curve, meaning most will be average. White says the city is primarily interested in those who consistently score in the top and bottom. He says the city compares similar groups of students, such as those still learning English, and teachers with similar levels of experience. For 3 years, New York City has been quietly rating 12,000 elementary and middle school teachers this way. This year, in response to requests by the media, it planned to publicly reveal the names of the teachers and their ratings. That prompted a lawsuit by the teachers' union, which argued the city had agreed to keep that information private. Michael Rowat, a music teacher and union representative, says if the data's released, it shouldn't be attached to any names.
And then you have a stigma attached to you or your name wherever you go. I mean, if you leave New York City to go and work in California and Georgia, Florida, this will always follow you.
Earlier this year, the Los Angeles Times caused a controversy when it hired a consultant to rate the effectiveness of thousands of teachers based on student test scores. In New York, the teachers' union also argues that the ratings are prone to error. Daniel Koritz, a professor at Harvard's Graduate School of Education, says it's hard to pinpoint an individual teacher's role in student growth.
And there has been study after study that shows that rankings of teachers based on a single year's worth of kids, single year of data, are just not stable. That teachers who are ranked highly effective 1 year may be seen as either mediocre or in some cases as ineffective the following year.
But U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan has said rankings can still help teachers improve and should be shared with the public. The Obama administration has been using federal grants to encourage states to develop ways of measuring teacher effectiveness. Eric Hanischek, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution of Stanford University, says even imperfect ratings can be useful.
I think that we have deprived parents of information about their teachers and the performance of their schools for too long.
And Hanischek says the genie's already out of the bottle because parents are sure to keep pushing for more information about their children's teachers. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.